One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
So, you know what? This is a tricky one. I think in today's world where we put so much emphasis on money, you must always keep in mind that I'm a closet case Marxist.
Right.
Why would you encourage someone to not let money drive their decision-making process?
Right. The reason I'm saying you shouldn't let money drive your decision about anything is it just moves, if you like, the focus from things that are important. Where a job is concerned, if all you were concerned about is the package that they're offering you, you haven't looked at whether there's a proper fit in values between you and this company, as we have discussed before. You haven't even looked at whether there's a proper fit between you and the job. You haven't even considered whether the culture of the company is what would suit your personality and your value system and all of those things. And you're going to discover too late. Because if all you saw was a piece of paper that says your salary is now moving from 600,000 per annum to 800,000 or a million, you know, all of that is what colored your decision to go a particular way. But the company doesn't change its culture. Things don't change in that company. And those are the things you're going to have to work with.
Yeah.
But it also affects you where you take a decision. And I know I keep coming back to Bosasa, but if you take a decision that I have seen what is happening, and I could speak out, but I'm not going to speak out because I could lose my job, and my job is important and my paycheck. It is a short-sighted way to look at things. Because now we look back, and sadly, if you know, forget Bosasa, take Tongaat Hulett, and you know, to bring it closer to home.
Yeah.
If people had been seeing what is happening, but because it would affect their pay package or their salary to speak up, how short-sighted was that? Because in the end, when things start to unravel, the people who suffer are the people who had nothing to do with what is happening. So you cannot allow money or a salary to dictate the decisions that you make. So it's very important, if you work in an organization, that you see something that is not going the way that it should, and you do run a risk that the powers that be might fire you.
Yeah.
But my view is that being fired for standing up for the truth, being fired for saying the right things, being fired for exposing a wrong, can only be good. It's uncomfortable in the short term because you haven't got a salary. But if you went to an interview, and I can tell you, if I was interviewing you, and the question was, so why did you leave East Coast Radio? And you say, I was fired. Why were you fired? Well, I picked up that this and this and this was happening. And I knew that it shouldn't be happening because the company's, you know, bylaws and the rules and this do not allow that. And I could see the manager was not doing anything about it. So I took it to the CEO or I took it to the board and I was fired. I would prioritize you on my list of people. Why? Because it says this is a person who puts money behind core values. This is a person who we can trust as the organization to always at least try to do the right things in what they do. But if you follow money, it's actually going to get you into positions where you have compromised yourself for the benefit of money. Or you're going to lose your job, because when everything starts to unravel, as it did at Bosasa, as it's doing at Tongaat Hulett.
Yeah, make the integral decision before the money decision every single time.
Without a doubt.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.